we've been able to do this unique work along with the annual conference that really reaches out to include not only those affected by addiction personally, but their friends and family. And I think looking at that whole picture of a person's life and those closest to them in the addiction situation is something that we're really keen on progressing, and it's been very successful so far. So I'm delighted that work's been recognised and we're able to keep on innovating there.
How important is it for the city to be working with European partners on work like this?
Well, we're a hugely international city. It's a big part of our identity that we have a very international population, 8.5 million visitors a year, and we know that some of the people who come to the city do have addiction issues, and we need to be able to tackle that in a way that is culturally specific, but also building on best practice. And we know that we shouldn't be isolationist and only looking in the neighbouring countries for best practice. We can look at neighbouring countries as well. So we'll keep making those connections, and we're very successful as a city at winning EU funding, working with partners across Europe, and we want to keep building on that.